Welcome to Virtual Africa and Creative Disturbance. My name is Caroline Ojuang, a master's student at University of Texas at Dallas. I have the pleasure of being here with Justo Asikoye, a member of Jabali Africa, a performance group from Kenya. Please introduce yourself and let us know who you are.
Yes, my name is Justo Asikoye. I'm the regional member of Jabali Africa. Yes, straight up from the motherland, Kenya, Jema.
How long have you been in America?
I've been here for about 20 years now. Can you imagine?
It's been 20
years. Yeah, 20 years. In and out. Touring Kenya, coming back. Touring other places, coming back. Yeah.
Okay. So your group, Jabali Africa, how did you begin?
Jabali Africa, you know, we started actually as we used to be a dance group. Not the band Jabali Africa, but us, the individuals that were in Jabali Africa, before Jabali Africa was formed. So before Jabali was formed, we got fired from the National Theatre. We used to do dance and music department. But because of other differences from the other guys, and not differences, but I can say jealousy, started building up with the other members, because every auditions that came up, we used to get picked up. So they used to do auditions in the dance and auditions in the music. It was the same people that were being picked up.
Okay, so you used to pass all the auditions.
Yes, because music and dance. So those other guys felt like they were left out. So they had to come out with a coup d'etat and we got fired.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you formed your group. How many members did you have?
We are originally four members. Of the group. There was my brother, Joseph. Joseph Asikoye. There was Evans Jumba. And there was Robert Otieno. And there was Victor Savani. So, we were four guys. Originally, we got kicked out, four guys. And we said, instead of fighting with these guys, let's form a band. And right there, on the spot beside the National Theater, there's a big rock.
Okay.
That used to be on the side of the National Theater. That's where Jabali Africa was formed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I am interested in technology-driven conversation between the East African people and Kenyans in the U.S. Do you use any emerging technologies to further your music, which is like social media, podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, and streaming?
Yes, technology has been a major publicity tool for us. And for real, we've really, really, really embraced technology since it came out. Because initially, the way we ended up, because JabaliAfrica.com itself, the website, it was built by our bass player.
Okay.
Our bass player did computer science. Uh-huh. And when the technology came up, the first time the internet came up, when it started becoming cooler, before even other people on the internet, Jabali Africa was on the internet. Jabali Africa was on the internet before many people on the internet, you know. And even podcasts, we've been using them well too. Facebook, YouTube, you know. Now you see a lot of TVs now, they're becoming obsolete. Because of the way people are broadcasting themselves from their houses, from their sitting rooms, from their bedrooms, you know, from their phones, you know.
Yes.
You know. And if I like technology, if used well, can be a very good tool. But at the end of the day, it's not technology that's going to make your music better or whatever form of art you're doing. At the end of the day, it's the audience that's going to make you better, a live audience. All the time, they say, if you cannot perform live, then you're not an artist.
Who is your audience?
Our audience is everybody, from small kids, from 5-year-olds to 80, 90 years old.
And so now you've been in Kenya, you've been in the U.S., you've been in other countries. How do you deal with international audiences? People who don't understand the Swahili lyrics, the whatever lyrics that you're saying.
Yes. The number one thing I can tell you, music is a universal language. And music is a vibration. Music is not just singing in English or a certain language that people are going to understand. is the musical, the musicality, the spirituality, the connection.
Okay.
You see?
The rhythm and the beat.
Yes.
Okay.
That, that's what creates that. You know, that's
okay.
what creates that thing of people, hey, I can hear some nice harmonies. People even hum.
Yes.
With harmonies. And you find like it's a nice thing coming up.
It's not a problem singing with any other language because they harmonize with the particular beats and rhythm.
No, African music, actually, even other, look at, I can give you an example of Kenyans. Kenyans have really embraced a lot of Congolese music and all that stuff. But they don't understand the language. But if you hear the music, it catches your ears. If the music is nice, it's nice. It doesn't matter what type of language you're singing. But at the same time, you have to communicate with these people because they're human beings too.
Okay.
You don't just come and start jumping on stage and, hey, I'm just playing music and then you leave. No, you have to communicate because you're performing for people, not stones.
Okay. Is there a process to your music production system?
Yeah, right now, yeah, there's a process, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Being a live music, a live band, there's a lot that goes on. First, number one is tracking. You need to find a good engineer. You need to find a good studio.
Okay.
You have to track. Everything is live. And then you have to mix. And then you have to master. And all these things, they take money.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, you see? Yeah. But when it comes to quality, if you can afford it, then the money is not the issue first. The number one issue is quality. Because whatever you record is there forever. You don't want to be regretting and saying, I would have done that better. Because a good song can be messed up just by a bad mix.
Yes, that is true.
Yes.
So, Ijebali Africa has been going on for 22 years.
Yes.
How has your music production system changed from 22 years ago to today?
Yes. Number one, we have when Ijebali Africa was formed, we had analog.
Yes.
Actually, we had a reel-to-reel recorder. And then we went to analog. Our first album was recorded on reel to reel. And then we recorded the music back in the USA because of the quality of the studio.
The sound.
Yeah, it was reel to reel digital.
Okay.
You see? Which was, and then the next one was digital, that was ADAT. We came back to hard drives now.
Okay.
But you see, one thing is like with digital, with those analog systems, digital is still struggling to sound like analog because they cannot get the warmth and the realness of the old sound.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That's why digital music is struggling because back then, people are playing live. Mind you, people are playing live, those 8-track recorders.
Yes.
But right now, even with the technology, the way it has reached right now, is still digital. Technology, especially in recording, is really struggling to sound like analog.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, so how do you think they can improve on that?
Yeah, because if you were to put the racks or the effect racks that you need to come up with a quality recording, you need a whole lot of a rack. Like a compressor, you'll need one space. A preamp, you'll need another space.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the preamp that goes from the mic to the preamp is tube. We're still using tubes in the studio. They're very expensive if you look at these things.
So my question is, how do you try and make digital sound like analog? How do you bridge that gap?
Okay, the way digital has made it is it has made things easy because you can get all that stuff at the click of the mouse. You have your effects on the computer.
Oh, okay.
You understand? You have your computer, you can do all that stuff. But you need to have things that are called plugins. Those are the ones that come from the source. You know, but right now, it has made it easy to do editing and mastering and all that quickly. Than long time analog, you are to go back and listen step by step, pause and play, pause, play. But now you can even see that stuff visually on your screen, on the timeline.
What software do you use to see that?
Well, actually, it's called. There's many softwares. There's Logic Pro. There's Nuendo. There's Nuendo that we normally. That's our favorite. Nuendo.
Okay.
And there's Pro Tools. There's many of them, but we like.
And how about Pro Tools?
Yes, we love Nuendo, and Nuendo and and logic is compatible with the studio that we work with.
Oh, okay.
You see, digital has made it easier to do all that stuff, to do mastering and mixing quickly, because you can even visually see it where there's distortion or something like that. It's easy to get it. You just go right there and you find it, cut it, join it. But analog, you had to go through a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, as Jabali Africa, do you think it's easier to be promoted in some countries than others?
Yeah, it really depends. It depends with how open the audience is. If you look at the American audience, it's just the other day they got open to the world, to world music. We call yes. world music, although I believe all music originated from Africa. All this okay. hip-hop, all this stuff originated from Africa. That's what I hope. Okay. You do that research, you'll find out the guitar evolved from Africa.
Nyatiti.
Yes. There's a lot of okay. them. The kora, all that stuff. All that, the banjo, all that stuff. The guitar evolved from the banjo. The banjo evolved from Nyatitis and the rest. Africa okay. so diverse, you can't finish it.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so other countries are very easy to get. Countries like, let me say, in Europe, it's very easy yeah. to promote something that is non-European because they have a culture.
Oh, so it's very easy to bring the Kenyan
because,
there.
Yes, because they have that. They understand the concept of diversity. You have okay. People singing in French, people singing in other languages, but the music is nice.
Okay.
So that's why you said it's easy for them to embrace, because we've toured Europe a lot. We toured Europe before we came to America. America just opened its doors the other day, because Americans have been very hard. They're very hard people to please. You have to involve them in order to get into your stuff.
You have to engage them.
Yeah, you have to engage them. But they get scared when they find out, like, oh, when they become alienated. And if you look at the history of this place, the history of this country, it's just the other day. MTV, remember MTV playing Michael Jackson for the first time?
Yeah.
They never used to play black music. So ethnic okay. cultural, they're like, hey, maybe it's not for me. It's for black people, for white people. But I can tell you, most of the audience that come to our shows is mostly white people, to be realistic.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. In terms of that thing of promotion still,
yeah,
which I know many people are struggling to come to the U.S. I cannot come here and compete with an American to be American. I cannot. I'm an African. You got to show them what you represent.
Your unique
exactly.
sound.
Yeah. It's like a white man coming to tell me how to sing in my language. It's impossible. I'm going to laugh. It's going to look funny.
The accent is not even right.
Thank you very much. And the accent is my identity.
So let's hear something from you, from like maybe 2 seconds of some music.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You want 2 seconds of some music?
Yeah, just something, you know, off the cuff.
This is live. You see that?
Okay.
You have a bridge.
I see your guitar. Yeah. Let's go live.
I got my guitars lined up here.
Okay.
Okay, let me play you something in my language.
Couple of seconds.
Jerere ingo, jerere. Jerere ingo, jerere. Jerere ingo, jerere. Bani.
Oh my goodness, yay! That is all the questions I have for you today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Justo Asikoye and Jabali Africa,
yes.
for joining us
yes.
in Virtual Africa in conjunction with Creative Disturbance.
Yes.
And I look forward to discussing this further with you.
Yes, and I wish the discussion was longer, because I had a lot to say, but it's okay. Next time.